This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hey everybody, Peter Zane here, coming to you from Denver International Airport, where I'm about to catch a flight to California so I can go hiking in Yosemite, which means you're not going to get any good updates from me on the Ukraine war over the next roughly month, because I will be out of touch. So let me give you an idea of what I'll be looking for when I get back, because there is another new wrinkle in the conflict that... the Ukrainian government over the last roughly 5, maybe even 6 weeks now has been reporting a tripling in terms of the tolls inflicted upon Russian artillery. Now, Russian artillery is really where it's at. The Russian military is an artillery force, not an infantry force, not an armor force. And probably 80% of the casualties that the Ukrainian military suffered has been because of artillery. When the Russians go into a town, they don't go to door by door to clear it. They just use artillery to pound everything into rubble and then take control of the ruins. So if there has been a significant uptick, it matters. Now, that tripling, can't confirm that it's true. It's probably part propaganda, probably part optimism. But independent reportings of artillery have also indicated a very, very sharp uptick. The problem with those reports is they tend to be somewhat dated. Anyway, there are a couple things that are going on that do suggest that the Ukrainians are having a lot more success. The first one is kind of technical, and that is we have a lot of North Korean shells that are entering the field now, and these things can't use modern artillery systems. North Korea is many things, but a technological leader it is not, and so most of the artillery pieces that the Russians have that can use the North Korean artillery shells date back to the 1950s. They have much shorter range. Since Ukrainian loitering munitions until now have only had about a range of 12 miles, that means until now, there haven't been a lot of Russian artillery pieces within range, but with the North Korean stuff in place, some of them are. Second, and far more importantly, the Ukrainians have really built up an industry from scratch for robotics and drones. And there are now not just dozens, but high hundreds, maybe even low thousands of basically garage shops around this country. Anyway, these garage shops are making more and more advanced and most importantly, longer ranged drones now that have ranges in the 20 to 35 mile range. And that puts the majority of Russian artillery potentially within range. So it's a question really of how fast the Ukrainians can spin all this up. It's not all the Ukrainians, of course. Most of the Western allies have now allowed Ukraine to do at least limited strikes within Russian territory with the weapons they brought in. So things like the American ATACMS are having a much bigger impact. But ultimately, the numbers of those things are relatively limited, and so they're reserved for relatively large concentrations as opposed to a single artillery piece. But if you can produce, you know, thousands of drones and throw a dozen in each target, you're talking about a significant change in the picture of the front line. So by the time I get back a month from now, we should have a really good idea if this is working or not. The Russians started the war with about 2,000 artillery pieces in operation in their regular units and another 19,000 in reserves at various stages of disrepair. If you can have a burn rate of that that's triple, the Russians simply can't keep up with that in terms of new manufacturers and refurbishments. So obviously it would be, I don't want to use a game changer, there's so many things in play here, but it's definitely the most significant thing that's happening this summer.